Talking today with Mike Schulte, of course, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Mike, we're really in prime time now as far as our farmers thinking about getting this 2022 crop in the ground. We've got some of it already planted, more to come. And tell me what you're hearing.
Right now, we do have some producers that are taking the opportunity to go ahead and plant. In many of those areas, they're basically dusting the crop in. As of last night, we did receive nice rains in southwest Oklahoma and in most regions. There were some areas, certainly, they got hit harder. Around the Lawton area, you know, we've heard reports of producers getting anywhere from 2 to 4 inches of moisture, depending on the location. And then there's some other areas down by Chattanooga on the state line where maybe it was 1 to 2 inches, depending on your location. Just talking with the producers around the Lawton area, it seemed like it came fast and hard. So, you know, if there was some early plantings of producers dusting in, I think there's going to be some challenges down there. As far as what we're seeing in central Oklahoma, we have seen some producers that have been opting to go ahead and dust some of the crop in too as well. For early planting purposes, but just based on the soil temperatures and what I'm hearing overall, even though USDA has us at 28% planted today, I suspect we're probably right on with that number for producers or hoping for wheat pasture. A lot of producers are kind of waiting and seeing what we're going to receive with moisture this week moving forward. Just because we have been so hot, the soil temperature just really isn't where you would want it to be if you were trying to put the seed in the ground. And I suspect if we do get some moisture this week, then we really will have drills moving at full speed ahead.
And of course, we haven't hit October quite yet, and really that's the prime time when you want to, you know, get serious about planting for grain production.
When you get serious about planting for grain production, but we are a grazing grain state. Mm-hmm. As a rule, you know, I think there's been times where we've maybe been 30 or 40% planted by this time for producers that had dual purpose operations. And we certainly are not seeing that just based off of the weather. But I do think also producers are weighing those options. We do have higher commodity prices going into this planting season. We're going to have USDA reports tomorrow with stocks ratios of what we have across the United States. So I think it's going to be interesting to see what those numbers are telling us and what we're seeing in other places. But I think that, you know, some producers have the thought that just based off of how hot and dry it's been in the northern U.S. With even the summer crops and some of the challenges that they've had in that, I think maybe we are going to see wheat still move into feed rations here in domestic supplies. We currently have a positive outlook still for more international markets moving forward with South America, Mexico, as well as China, I think, moving into the future. And so we kind of have been a little bit in the bright spot of the United States as far as crop production up until the last 4 weeks with moisture. So I think if we get moisture, no doubt we'll certainly have a positive impacts. But I think producers are still weighing those options based on price and where we're headed in the future, and they're going to really maybe try to go for a crop this year.
When you think about the desire to do that graze and grain, even wheat that goes in now and you get finally some germination, we've got the opportunity to still get some wheat up to a stand for some grazing later on, right?
I think if we would get moisture this coming week on the wheat that's been dusted in, if we got the right rains, no doubt that certainly we would maybe have some wheat pasture available. The one thing is if it does rain for the next 5 or 6 days and we do start getting into struggles with producers being able to get back into the fields because of excess moisture, then that kind of creates challenges for us if we get into late October about are we going to really have the opportunity for that early grazing. You know, I think some of the other challenges that producers are facing just overall, we've had an abundance of moisture really up into the beginning of August in the state of Oklahoma. So our pastures and rangelands were really great for us to have for producers that were starting cattle. But as you go around the state right now, it's really dry and we've really seen that grass disappear. So I think, you know, if producers are in those situations where they are trying to start cattle, no doubt they're gonna try as hard as they can to get something growing as soon as possible.
I know that we had lots of conversations a few weeks back, or a lot of folks did, about armyworms. That is a little bit of a worry, too, is if we do get some wheat starting to grow here in the near future.
So certainly 4 weeks ago, armyworms were a challenge all over the state, certainly in past years as well. I have heard of some reports still in southwest Oklahoma that producers are still dealing with that. We have not seen that as much of an issue now in central parts. We have had some issues in the northern parts where we have more summer crops. I know producers have put those applications on. But we still are not hearing it, that it's as big of a problem right now as it was 3 to 4 weeks ago. Like you said, if we continue to stay warm and we do get some moisture and we do get some green out there in the field, I think producers still certainly are concerned about that moving forward. It would be wonderful if we had optimal moisture here in the next 4 to 5 days and producers could get in the field and then it turned off cool and then we didn't have to deal with them. But one thing about it is we are, I think, overall, you know, maybe a week and a half to 2.5 weeks later than what we normally are, even on the earlier wheat that's being planted for graze out. So I suspect when we get later in the season, if we can get past it, maybe it's not going to be as much of an issue now.
Right.